Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 11th. We started the week here a little bit mixed. Corn up 18 cents at 641.5. September wheat down 3.5 cents at 888. And November beans up about 14 cents at 1410.5. Currently, we've got the dollar up another 116 ticks. We've cracked 108. We got up to 108.01 here. These are all new contract highs, and we close up here, obviously, new contract high close. Crude oil is now down 272 a barrel. That's a good $3 off of last night's highs, so that may be putting a little bit of pressure on the grains here along with the strong dollar. Dollar just made another new high as we speak here. So, you know, we had corn last night. It was up 19 cents overnight, but that was 16 cents off the highs. The wheat was 38 off its highs, and the beans were about 23 off the highs. And we're currently lower than those prices than we were last night, obviously, in the wheat. We're now six lower on the day, just a couple of cents off the lows. Why were the grains so strong overnight? Obviously, the weather, hot and dry forecast for the center of the country for the next 2 weeks. Despite the fact that Iowa's getting pounded with rains right now, those rains are moving east into Illinois, then into Indiana. So, you know, it's kind of hard to talk drought when it's pouring rain in two of the biggest I states out here, Illinois and Iowa. But at any rate, the rest of the country is going to be hot and dry. We have the WASDE report tomorrow. That's obviously going to be a, you know, market grabber. The big change out there, most of the carryout's a little bit higher around the world and in the U.S., with the exception of soybeans. Soybeans are looking for a 66 million bushel reduction from last month. That's due to the lower soybean acres. So, you know, that, you know, 214 is a low number. Obviously, we can't afford to have any real problems this summer. For the moment, I don't see them as being terrible out here. But overall, you know, it's a low number, and it'll certainly be supported on the breaks till we know that we have a crop, and that's, you know, a good 6 weeks away. You know, we make the corn the last 2 weeks in July. We make the beans the last 2 weeks of August. So, you know, coming up, crop progress tonight, I'm guessing it's going to show slight improvements out here. This may be the last report where we'll see improvements for quite some time. And I would imagine we'll probably see a pretty steady decline on these ratings over the next couple of weeks. Export inspections this morning, I don't think we'll see anything big there. The exports have got to be taking a big hit with the dollar as strong as it is. So, you know, overall in the last 4 or 5 days, the corn has rallied $1.02 off its lows, the wheat $1.65 off the lows, and the beans $1.13 off the lows. Is that enough right now as we head into the report tomorrow? I don't know. We'll have to obviously see. But I think the pros would most likely be thinking about selling a rally tomorrow. You know, we went down hard. We went back up hard in 4 days. Now if we get a bullish reaction tomorrow, I think the pros might be looking to sell it. The funds probably, even in the wheat now, covering shorts are probably close to even again in the meal, excuse me, in the oil. But they're still pretty long on the corn, the beans, and the bean meal. So we'll see what the week brings here, but obviously the big mover will be tomorrow in crop progress. We'll see where that goes. And we have to keep an eye on the outside markets. If the Dow Jones decides to fall out of bed on any Fed announcements, that could certainly shake the grain markets as well. But until we see some good rains in the forecast, the market will be well supported at any break. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.